about to shut the door on yesterday and open the door on today. It's Wednesday, October the 23rd. Some of the people who introduce radio programs, excuse me, the waste of time and words. It's the middle of the week. Really, that's what Wednesday is? It really isn't, by the way. The middle of the week is the middle of the night tonight. This is the middle of the work week. But why is that news? Why is that? You got to figure that out. Let's get to the heart of the matter. Jennifer Horn, she's into the heart of the discussion on top of almost everything you could imagine informationally. Ken Kessler is here as well. Plus you know what's going on. So let's have a discussion of the things that are going on. The conversation will be short about the Nevada school shooting because it doesn't appear to me today that we know much more than we knew yesterday. So you hear these people discussing the news, and you hear them say the same thing you heard yesterday at the same time. So why do we want to spend any time adjusting our tinfoil on this? Anybody have any objections to us moving on?
No, I think you kind of just talk about what happened. I mean, obviously no one's going to be able to say anything's good. We been shot and arrested.
Okay,
and,
so how many times do you have to say that? How many times do you have to look at that video? How many times do you have to hear the same thing repeated over and over and over and over again? Okay, I've heard it 8 times.
Okay.
Not going to be a 9th. All right, you ready to move on?
Okay.
Let's talk about something else that's very exciting. Oh, has everybody on the edge of their seats? Insurance. Health care, the Congress, the president, who's to blame? How do we fix it? Wow! Something new and exciting. Actually, there are a couple of new developments there, I think. Are there not? When you try to put two and two together, we all know that two and two is four, except when the government becomes involved, and it could be
two and two is $634 million when the government's involved.
Well, so they have this new fellow who they brought in to check into why there's a problem and fix all the problems. He's an organizational genius. So why didn't the geniuses in Washington find a guy like this 3-4 years ago when they passed the bill to begin with? I heard Kathleen Sebelius, Jennifer, say, well, we'd have had 5 years to prepare for this, but we didn't. We only had 4.
It's ridiculous.
And she didn't say 4, but she just said, if we'd have had 5 years, isn't that what she said, Kenny? If we'd have had 5 years to do this, we could have done it right. Right.
People build functional websites all the time in less
but
time.
Jennifer,
but
millions,
it's the private
millions
sector.
Millions of people have tried to get into this
right,
and haven't been
right,
able to.
Uh-huh.
Oh. It's horrible. It's good, but it's horrible. It's good that so many people are interested. I really was feeling ill listening to Kathleen Sebelius talk. Kenny and I both decided the arrogance just dripping out of every word that she said. And Kenny likes the health care program. It's not about liking the program. It's about looking at the situation and seeing the same mistakes made over and over and over again. Why do we put up with it, is the question.
Well, in typical government fashion, how does it cost so much money? Mm-hmm. To spend $634 million on a website that doesn't work or can't support the flux of people that they knew would have come in, it just seems irresponsible to me. Now they have to call in a team, and we're assuming they're going to have to spend more money to call in a team. Why didn't they call in that team at the beginning? Why wasn't that the team they used?
I think that was where I started this conversation. 888-302-3684. Here's an email from Bob. No, this is from Gene. I apologize for taking up so much time. Yesterday we were taking calls on this, as we have been. And somebody was, and I may have sounded a little bit short with this person, but we were running out of time, and I wanted to get to the heart of the matter. So anyway, this person, Gene in Georgia, sent me the following. I apologize for taking so much time to explain myself on your show. I wasn't trying to discuss my family tree, but only to state that we could be in the same shape as England is if we don't prepare for the onslaught to our physicians. I believe this fellow was talking about how many doctors are, or the lack of doctors being trained. I think that was the thread of the conversation, if I remember correctly. He was talking about his cousin in England who died waiting 6 months for cancer treatment because there weren't enough oncologists to treat everybody in a timely manner.
Right, because you're put on a list, essentially.
Right, you are. So is that the question? Nobody seems to be able to answer that. Will that happen here?
No one knows. I think it depends on, no one knows what this is going to look like.
Nobody knows. the trouble we have. Nobody knows but Barry.
Speaking, is it okay today?
I'm fine. Thank you so much for asking. Barry is in the news for something else that I will enumerate in a matter of moments. This comes from an interview that Diane Sawyer did. The concern is what the president is doing with regard to the military. Anybody paying any attention to that?
Not yet, but we will.
Yes, we will, as a matter of fact. Plus, later on the hour, remember Nero fiddled while Rome burned?
Right.
You remember that? Come on, Jennifer, you didn't study Nero when you were in school?
Yeah.
Yeah, then the Express. Anyway, I was trying to make a correlative connection.
Oh, okay.
Obviously, it's falling on deaf ears. The Air Force officers who were entrusted with the launch keys to our nuclear missiles have been caught leaving open a blast door that is intended to help prevent a terrorist attack at the underground command. The blast doors are never to be left open if one of the crew members is asleep, which is the case for both of these instances, because there's concern that an intruder could come in, compromise the launch code. They're rarely revealed publicly, but officials with direct knowledge of Air Force intercontinental ballistic missile operations has reported the violations because he's tired. There's so many of them. Nobody's talking about them. Nobody's fixing it. Everybody's covering it over. Deputy commanders were given administrative punishments this year because these blast door violations continue. So, this is the nuclear arsenal. These are doors that go to the ICBM itself. There have been failed safety inspections there.
This is a TV show waiting to happen, you know.
Yeah, it is kind of, isn't it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's an episode of 24, but they'll be in England the next time around, so. Anyway, the problems with the Air Force include low morale, challenges at keeping people in charge there. The good people are leaving. And so that's going to be something that I'll address in a moment. Why are all the good people leaving? Why do we have situations like this that compromise our security? You'd probably like to know the answer to that, right?
Yeah.
Let's see if we can dig it up in a moment here. This is a good day, quarter after the hour.
It's autumn, and the weather is cool and crisp. Whether you're enjoying the brilliant colors of fall or watching football at home with your family, you'll want Citrus Magic, the perfect fresh air solution. Made in the USA, Citrus Magic Air Freshener is considered the most effective odor eliminator, naturally absorbing bad odors and replacing them with fresh scents. Available as a long-lasting solid air freshener or non-aerosol spray at Walmart, Target, Walgreens, Kroger, your local hardware store, or online. There's magic in the air. Citrus Magic.
You know Sears Auto Center offers complete car care, but did you know we also carry convenience? We've got tons of it. Online scheduling, weekend appointments, text updates, and convenient deals, too. You can even get a battery check and multi-point inspection for free. Plus, our convenient fall maintenance package is just $39.99 with Valvoline oil change, Gold Series wiper blades, and tire rotation. Come to Sears Auto Center for complete car care. Hassles not included. Sears, where better happens. Offer ends 11-2. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
You've always strived to make the best choices. And Rite Aid is here to help you keep making the best choices by giving you the information you need to choose the right Medicare Part D prescription plan coverage. During a free review of your Medicare Part D options with your pharmacist, get information about available plans so you can pick the plan with the best value based on your Rite Aid prescriptions and avoid the possibility of overpaying, as plans and options can change year to year. And another Rite Aid benefit? Wellness 65 Plus. Members get 20% off the first Wednesday of every month on almost everything in the store. Enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today for a free review of your Medicare Part D prescription plan options. Certain limitations apply. Prescriptions and certain non-prescription items are not eligible for the 20% discount. See your local Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
OfficeMax, business tip of the day.
According to a survey by the National Small Business Association, nearly half of all small businesses have been victims of cyber attacks. By storing your business data on the cloud, your sensitive information can be protected with a secured platform, boost productivity with anytime, anywhere access, and reduce hardware, paperwork, and management costs. This tip was brought to your business by the new OfficeMax Services Center.
Let's get it started.
I own a pop stand, actually two. Sure, there are days I say, let's blow this pop stand. Not today. I just discovered the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team is printing our new signs and banners at half off. Our stores look amazing, and business is popping.
Let's get it started.
This week, get 50% off on select signs, banners, and posters at the new OfficeMax Services Center. Valid in-store only. See store for details.
Greg Stephan, Jennifer Horn, and Ken Kessler here examining what's going on in the military and why there are screw-ups like this nuclear napping that was going on. So, Diane Sawyer, I think it was last week, brought a video of, actually it was a story of the 9th General fired from the military. Mr. Obama calls it my military. Have you ever heard him refer to my military?
Never, but that's a little crazy.
Right. Well, there's a document that has surfaced that suggests he's purging the military for reasons only to be guessed about. There have been Pentagon officials who are trying to point out radical changes that are happening quietly.
Mm-hmm.
At the Pentagon and in the military, the situation, there's credible evidence if you look at all of these information. I mean, this is like Donald Trump, president, saying, you're fired, you're fired. So he's fired in the past year General Carter Ham, the Army head of African Command, Rear Admiral Charles Guyot, I think that's how to pronounce it. He's in charge of the Commander Carrier Strike Group 3. Major General Ralph Baker, he served as the commander of the Joint Task Force at Camp Lamar in Africa. Brigadier General Brian Roberts, he was in command of Fort Jackson. Major General Greg Sturdivant was in charge of strategic planning and policy for the Pacific Command. Major General Charles Gurganis was a Marine Corps, he was in charge of the Marine Expeditionary Force. In Afghanistan, let's see here, Major General Michael Carey, Air Force Commander of the 20th Air Force Wing, 9,600 people under his command and 450 ICBMs. Maybe he got fired because of the nuclear officer napping there, but generally speaking, if you look down this list, there are a lot of pretty important military advisors from all of the services who've been fired in the past year. These are pretty high up. The Brigadier General, Major General, a couple of them. Actually, three or four of them. So, what do you think? You hear that? Do you have any thoughts about why all these people would be fired? President is Commander-in-Chief. He can fire whoever he wants to.
Right. It seems strange, doesn't it?
I'm asking the question because I think it seems a little weird to me.
So what do you think? What do you pull from that?
I pull that it's 21 past the hour. All thanks right. For asking me the question, Deborah.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Way is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Way is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Last night, Jennifer. It's Preston Poland, Barry Black of Team Adam. I Wish It Would Rain, name of the song.
It started off a little weak for me, but I actually like the way it
picked
finished
up. Yeah. Nicely. All right, so here's Adam picking out his winner who stays on his team.
The song makes you feel good, and you guys did it such justice. And it's hard to do an old classic. Barry, we talked a lot about the horn, and it was very natural, actually, so I like that you did it. It's a testament to your character and also your courage to go out there and do something different. And Preston, the second you start singing, I get goosebumps.
Cool.
Make me think about guys like Otis Redding, the guys that made you cry and that made you really understand what it was like to be affected and moved by a great vocal.
Thank you. All right, Adam, who is the winner of this battle?
I watched this performance with nothing but a smile on my face. I think that this decision is actually relatively clear for me, though. And winner of this battle is Preston.
All right, that's that. End of that story. 888-302-3684. Sometimes people like to comment on the some of those shows.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer loves to talk about that sort of thing. Speaking of shows, we always bring in the late-night monologues for a little fun, a smile here and there. And that will include Conan and Jay and Jimmy Fallon now.
Big story, big celebrity story. While taping an episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians at the San Francisco Giants baseball park last night, Kanye West proposed to Kim Kardashian via the Jumbotron. The title of the episode is going to be Please Respect Our Privacy. On the Jumbotron in front of 10 million people.
So romantic.
Yeah, so nice.
Here's a very disturbing story. You may have heard about this. 25-year-old man in New York arrested for trying to join Al-Qaeda. Well, here's the amazing part. He said it was still easy to join Al-Qaeda using their website than it was to sign up for Obamacare.
There you go.
And he was in like 2 minutes. He's in a... Well, President Obama said yesterday, when it comes to all the problems of the Obamacare website, he said, no one is madder than me. So apparently he hasn't met any of these Republicans, I guess. And of course, you know, today, boy, this... And you know... It is hard, because today there were more problems with the website. It seems when you type in your age, it's confusing, because it's not clear if they want the age you are right now or the age you'll be when you finally log in.
Let's see what's going on over in Washington. They're still having a lot of trouble with Obamacare. First, the website is all screwed up. That's got a bunch of glitches, and now people are getting a busy signal when they try to apply over the phone. for Obamacare. So you can't use the internet.
Nope.
And you can't use the phone. And now fax machines are like, look who's come crawling back.
All right. If you heard Sean Hannity yesterday.
Yeah, he played Wacky DJ last night.
He went to the website to try to. He talked to a. He said, you're on the air. Talk to somebody who was there trying to figure out what was going on.
It wasn't very favorable, by the way.
What do you mean? The person that he was talking to?
Yeah.
Wasn't favorable, wasn't happy.
To Obamacare, no.
No. Well, because it isn't something that works. I mean, anybody could do that. Sean came up with the idea. A lot of people probably thought they'd do it, but they couldn't get him on the air. It's 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute with Ralph Nader and Jonathan Alter. Coming right up.
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Here's today's Both Sides question for Nader and Alter. How do you think President Obama played his hand before and during the 16-day Tea Party shutdown of government?
Pretty well. And, you know, he won in a rout. This was not some kind of a narrow victory. He humiliated the other side. But he also was tougher than they expected. After he was humiliated in August of 2011, Obama said, this stuff must stop. And he wasn't going to get played. Again.
Well, as usual, he digs his own pit and then tries to clamber out of it. He should never have lost the Democratic control of Congress in 2010-2012. Remember, this is the cruelest, most vicious, ignorant, corporate indentured, ideological Republican Party in its history since it was founded in the 1850s.
I agree.
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute. This week with Ralph Nader and Jonathan Alter.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp you VoiceUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
If this good day, it is a gift from you. The world is turning.
Another one of our gifts presented to you free of charge. The gift is called Wednesday, the 23rd of October. We're here to sing a song of praise for you and your world and your life, digging around in the issues of the day, the information that will help you start your day. We were talking, Ken and Jennifer and I, about the fired generals. So Kenny has dug around a little bit. If you're just joining us, I went through a list of 9 generals who've been fired in the past year. Mm-hmm. And there are some people who are saying that this is Obama's way of putting people in charge that he wants so he can take over the country.
Kind of deconstructing the military, right?
Right. So Kenny looked at the reasons for some of these people getting bonked. A couple of them appear to have been involved in things that didn't seem they were really in charge. Kenny, is that a fair statement?
Yeah, I think so. I couldn't find all of them, but mm-hmm. I did find that 2 Marine generals were fired. It was General Gerganis and General Sturdivant, I mm-hmm. believe you mentioned,
yes.
for not adequately protecting a base in Afghanistan that was stormed by Taliban, resulted in deaths of Marines and destruction of 6 fighter jets.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here.
That would be, now if that legitimately happened, that would be a good reason for dismissal.
It would be. One would wonder why, and that's the reason I brought it up. Some people nose around and look at this, why some of the people commanding various bases around the world, and those in America especially, were understand the Afghanistan thing. I think that's clearly explainable, at least from what you said, Kenny. Some of the other questions though, I would have about the people that are running the bases here. What was their infraction? Why were they taken out? And how often does this happen? Has it happened? Did it happen a lot when George Bush was president? Did it happen a lot when Bill Clinton was president? Ronald Reagan, who has removed this many generals in the course of a year or so? That would be the question I would ask if there's somebody who's in the military knows that, or someone who's a scholarly student of what's going on in the military. This is a good conversation. Ask the question. You'll know a little bit more about it. As we finish that, I don't have any more to add, though, other than what I just did. Other than thinking that Donald Trump is the commander-in-chief. You're fired.
You're fired.
Fired. 888-302-3684. Okay, what else do you need to know about? You'd be happy to know, with a month now under our belt, there are 3 or 4 stations playing Christmas music already.
Oh,
you'll
no.
be happy to know that the first Spanish Christmas station has gone on. As of this week.
Feliz Navidad, everybody.
But that's 24 hours of Feliz Navidad.
I'm sure there's other songs.
Nah, yeah, of course Feliz Navidad. Yeah,
right. I'm just going to go out on a limb with
Let's hope so.
Otherwise, you might actually have to throw yourself out of a window.
Yeah, you might. Anyway, I'm just wondering whether or not how much variety there is. Probably a lot of variety in Spanish.
Oh, for
Christmas
sure.
The same as there
because
is in
Christmas
English.
Christmas is huge. I mean,
is it, Jennifer?
In Mexico?
Yeah, is it
in Spanish speaking countries? Yeah. Absolutely.
Really?
Have you been there lately?
To Spain? I mean, to Mexico?
Uh-huh.
Do you know that say it again, Doug. I have set foot in Mexico once in my life. And
the cartels didn't like you, eh?
Pretty much, I just put my foot. I was in Tijuana for like a moment. That's the only time, as much traveling as I've been able to do in my life, I have never set foot, really. In Mexico.
There's a lot of nice stuff in Mexico.
You like going
you
over
to
the American side, where the...
the American side of Mexico.
That's really what it is.
Well, really, the only place I would feel safe traveling to is Cabo.
Yeah.
And that's where I used to go twice a year. But,
yeah, right.
So but my house got sold from underneath me. So.
Ah, what an outrage. What have we talked about?
Which is why I have not been in a while.
Right.
It was beautiful, though.
Yeah.
And except I did hear there was a murder at a kid's party. Someone dressed as a clown. But it was involving the drug cartel, so I figure that's still isolated.
Yeah,
Cabo's still
either.
Probably safe.
Yeah. All right, so that's a notation of that.
Mm-hmm.
So the U.S. nuclear arsenal problems there. That's why we were talking about the officers who have been fired. That's a joke and a half. The people. It's not a joke funny, but it's like the whole thing is a joke. How much money are we spending there? We have $700 billion military budget. We can't do things right there. 888-302-3684. The health website and the red flags. Somebody sent me an email after I mentioned that yesterday. The question was, are you sure that these people knew there were problems and they didn't say anything? Or are you just being critical of the administration? I suppose maybe a little of both. I am sure, and I am being critical.
Mm-hmm.
Because there were many problems, and they all knew it. And so for Kathleen Sebelius to say that Mr. Obama didn't know there was a problem until after the 1st of October seems a little bit of a stretch.
Right.
To me.
If this is his baby, he's going to know everything every step of the way, wouldn't you think?
I would have thought.
Unless they told him that everything was fine.
Right. Yeah, but when you put your name on something, though, something this big that has caused so much tension in the country that you run, you would think that maybe you'd want it to run out as smoothly as possible.
Well, you would think.
You would think.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm not. There's no apology here. I would think that you're thinking like you think, Jennifer.
Correct. This
and
is just
Ken is
how
thinking
I think.
Like he thinks, and I'm thinking like I think, but that doesn't mean that he thinks like what you think. He thinks the way he thinks.
Well, and he hasn't had any private sector experience.
Zero.
So that's the point. Is that he has, had very little experience and none running any kind of business so you and I and Ken, we think about this differently because we run something, so we figure if we're going to put our name on something, we want it to be right. When he puts his name on something, he thinks it's automatically going to be right because it has been in the past. That's his history, is that he's had that effect. He's very popular, he's charismatic, he can sell things. And you gotta have the goods to sell, I think.
You gotta have them.
You gotta have them.
You gotta have goods. Lots and lots and lots of goods. Sharon is in Pennsylvania, thinks people are making too much of the problems with Obamacare.
I believe you should fix it. First of all, I think that Mitch McConnell said many, many months ago that nothing Obama does, our president does, will be allowed, and this is just a continuation of that. Running around with your hair on fire because the computer lines are jammed up, it could take a matter of just days to get that straightened out, and affordable care will go on. I often wonder at these people who are so paranoid and, we're roaming into a communist world. How, only because we want people who can't afford health care to have health care, that makes us communist, then someone needs to redefine the word communism.
See, what I think that our friend here is missing out on is the fact that it's not wanting everybody to have health care. It's the fact that you are forcing everyone to have health care.
Right.
That's where it becomes kind of blurry, communist-style law.
Uh-huh. 888-302-3684. Here's Donald in Michigan listening to Good Day.
I think we should fix it. keep it as it's going, fix, find the problems out, and resolve the problems. If the Republican Party would put that much energy in trying to stop Obamacare and instead of trying to help the country and get Obamacare going and getting people who don't have insurance with insurance, I mean, we're only helping the country, and we're only having a stronger, healthier country. So to get rid of Obamacare would be, I think, crazy.
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 888-302-3684. The Church of the Pope. What are we, Catholic Church? I was looking for...
the Church of the Pope.
The Church of the Pope.
You'd be referring to Catholicism, sir?
I would be.
Okay.
Right, yeah. The Polish Archbishop that made some... The Catholic Church is a little lighter today because of a couple of things that have happened. One of them has been that this Polish Archbishop was suggesting that children are partially to blame for being molested by priests. How do you think that sells? The problem with the kids who get molested is that they're asking for it. This guy is a genius.
Wow.
Huh?
Those are pretty strong, thick words, huh?
That's really what they need to be thinking about. Now, the Pope obviously doesn't like that. Also, he suspended a bishop. The bishop is called the Bishop of Bling. The senior German church would be going to be the cardinal, right? Dubbed the Bishop of Bling because he apparently lives in an unbelievably luxurious apartment. He spends a lot of money. He's accused of lying under oath about his spending. So the Vatican says it's appropriate to fire him. I don't know if I've ever heard of anybody in the church being fired. Fire a priest, fire an archbishop, fire a cardinal. Have you ever heard of that? Kenny? Jennifer?
No, usually they just move them around.
Yeah, right. So that's, once again, this Pope showing...
That's how I clean my house, just move stuff around.
Move around. Pope Francis has been preaching frugality, and when he found out how this guy was living, he said, you got a choice. Either don't live there, or you're fired. You must be gone. I don't think he probably didn't say you're fired, but that was the implication. The Bishop of Bling. Don't you love that term? The Bishop of Bling.
I like it.
All right, so... Pope's at it. That's good. 16 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Speaking of things that are good, real, real, real. That's how I describe Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A. It is real. What is it, Doug? Doug has discovered a natural hair thinning therapy. That's what Provia is. Brings your hair back, cleanses the pores, allows the follicles to grow back through the pores, bringing you back to our earlier broadcast, to how your hair looked back when. Want to clean up your scalp? Men and women, call this number, 800-525-8319. Literally, that's what this all-natural product does. Provia cleanses your scalp, cleanses the pores, allows the hair to grow back in, and there's an ingredient in it that allows your hair to be thicker, look richer, and it's all a natural way of dealing with a problem. No chemicals, nothing that's going to be invasive. Just call 800-525-8319. The new Provia and Provia Super Concentrate works quickly. 3 or 4 months, you're going to notice a difference. Money back if not happy. Younger looking, fuller looking hair for men and women. Whether your hair is dyed or not, make any difference. It'll work. 800-525-8319. Isn't that really what you want? You want something that you know will work. You want to hear me tell you that it works. Go to tryprovia.com and see some of the other stories. Mention Doug Steffen, you get a free month supply of Provia to get the hair growing again. 800-525-8319.
Some things are just better together. At Exxon and Mobil, we don't just sell gasoline. We fuel connections.
Exxon and Mobil Gasoline is specifically engineered to help your engine run more smoothly by helping to clean intake valves and by keeping fuel injectors clean. That means when you leave an Exxon and Mobil station, our gasoline will help your engine run smoother, reduce emissions, and even get better fuel economy. Learn more at FuelingConnections.com. Exxon and Mobil. Fueling Connections.
Parents of teen drivers believe that teens are obeying the letter of the law when it comes to graduated driving licensing laws. But what parents think and what teens report actually doing don't match up, according to a new survey by State Farm. Chris Mullen of State Farm explains.
Nighttime and passenger restrictions are effective tools in reducing the crash risk of teen drivers. While about 70% of parents believe their teen almost always obeys these rules, less than half of teens admit to almost always following these restrictions.
What did the survey findings conclude?
While it's concerning in this survey that parents may be unaware of their teen's behaviors behind the wheel, our research shows that parental involvement and support is still key to keeping teen drivers safe on the road. So our website provides parents with information and tools to help them get involved.
To learn more, visit CelebrateMyDrive.com. That's CelebrateMyDrive.com. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
You've always strived to make the best choices. And Rite Aid is here to help you keep making the best choices by giving you the information you need to choose the right Medicare Part D prescription plan coverage. During a free review of your Medicare Part D options with your pharmacist, get information about available plans so you can pick the plan with the best value based on your Rite Aid prescriptions and avoid the possibility of overpaying, as plans and options can change year to year. And transfer all of your prescriptions to Rite Aid today to get Wellness 65 Plus points that could earn you up to 20% off almost the whole store for a year. Enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today for a free review of your Medicare Part D prescription plan options. Certain limitations apply. Prescriptions and certain non-prescription items are not eligible for the 20% discount. See your local Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, in touch with what's going on in the world today. The St. Louis team is going down.
Oh, yeah? Are you going doing some big words
down
there, Mr. Red Sox?
Red Sox win. St. Louis loses.
Do you have a projection in how many games?
4 games and it's over.
Really?
Finished.
You think it's going to be a sweep?
Cooked. Done. Finito. Rogers in Evansville, Indiana. You a St. Louis fan, Roger?
I don't follow sports that much.
Lucky for you, because if you'd have said yes, I was going to hang up on you.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, so Roger, you have a word for all of these things we've been talking about governmentally. I'm looking at the word. You can tell us the word.
Outrageous. Arrogance.
Arrogance is a good word. Yep, right. All right, so what do we do about it, though? What are you doing about it?
Quit repeating history.
What's Roger doing to fix the problem? As you see it, there are a lot of problems. So what are you doing to fix them?
My main issue is children's rights, visitation enforcement. That's the only area I really work in.
Because you don't have rights with your children?
Right, yeah. Mm.
The government and the courts have manipulated to take your rights away from you. Is that it?
No, and I took take them away. They just didn't enforce them. I had all the rights I needed. It ordered. They just didn't.
So who's supposed to? What governmental agency or person is supposed to be enforcing your right to see your children?
The judge in the family court.
And why do they not do that?
Most judges don't want to hear divorce cases.
Well, I know, I understand that, but yeah, I'm talking about you, your particular circumstance.
Well, she said, if I didn't love her, I didn't love my child.
Wow.
Well, what does the judge say? Never mind what she says. What does the judge say?
Well, after they found her in contempt twice, they got tired of it and just let her get away with whatever she wanted to do. She took off to Alaska, and the judge up there was even worse than the one in New Hampshire.
Sounds like you have a beef, sir. 51 past the hour.
I have bought
bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest-growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register-required states.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Passion to conversation. The Doug Staff and Good Day program. Sometimes people follow one road, sometimes they get on another road. It's okay. Take your best trip with us. This program is a trip. Excuse me. So some say, anyway.
Bring your baggage.
Yes. It's now Tech Talk time. Shelley Palmer is here as we begin our excursion into what's going on with some of the technology that we all find ourselves around every day. Shelley's going to talk with you about his experience trying out the Galaxy Gear smartwatch. Really?
I want one of these.
The smartwatch.
Yeah, you talk into it like Inspector Gadget.
Great. All right, so let's find out what he has to say in just a moment here on Good Day.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Get it started.
It's a great day to be a CPA, because this bean counter has a new asset, the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team set us up with cloud storage to safely back up our client files and access them remotely. We save big on IT support, cutting costs and securing files. We're certified, not crazy.
Get special introductory offers at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 30 business and tech services. Learn more in-store or at officemax.com/services.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living. This past week, my friends at AT&T sent me a Samsung Galaxy Gear smartwatch to test. With a full-color screen along with a 1.9 megapixel camera, a speaker, 2 microphones, and a suite of dedicated apps, the watch can handle many different things. Getting a call or need to do almost anything with respect to your phone? You don't even need to take the phone out of your pocket. That level of convenience is where the Galaxy Gear shines. You can check notifications from your smartphone, record a voice memo, look at your phone's pictures, and even control your phone's media through the Galaxy Gear. Is it awesome? You bet. But there's a catch. You also have to have the Galaxy Note 3, which is the only phone the Gear currently pairs with. Support for more devices is coming soon, but for now, the Gear is nothing more than a luxury item if you have a Note 3, and it's completely useless with other phones. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Because Wendy switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her vacation savings jar wants to pat her on the back. But it can't. It's a vacation savings jar. It doesn't have a palm to pat with. Even if it tried, it'd just spill change everywhere and make a mess. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the extra cash, you'll know your vacation savings jar wants to pat you on the back. But remember, it can't. It's a jar. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
An official message from Medicare.
Shopping list?
To-do list. Look what's at the top.
Medicare open enrollment, October 15th through December 7th.
Time to compare plans, look for better coverage and savings.
I hear with Medicare, we get preventive benefits.
Mm-hmm. Like a free cancer screening, wellness visit, and over 50% off brand name drugs if you're in the donut hole.
I'll get the laptop.
I'll get the coffee. Go to Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Accommodating and helpful are two words of the day here on Good Day. See how Apple did announcing their much-anticipated new line of iPads yesterday. Tim Cook runs Apple. He unveiled the iPad Air and second-generation iPad Mini at the Yerba Buena Center for the Arts in San Francisco, Jennifer. The iPad Air is 43% thinner than the previous iPad, set to replace the regular full-size iPad 7.5 millimeters thinner, weighs 1 pound, mm-hmm. have 5-megapixel camera.
Wow.
And a big, let's see here, video. It looks like very much improved. $499. Goes on sale November 1st.
Let's get
1st.
Another one.
Right. Why not? Let's get more. Have two. One
That's
for each hand.
That's a bummer. Yeah.
Right.
To get a new
Woo-hoo.
One.
This is Good Day with Jennifer and Ken and Doug.
Hey, new kid. Ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know Sears Auto Center offers complete car care, but did you know we also carry convenience? We've got tons of it. Online scheduling, weekend appointments, text updates, and convenient deals, too. You can even get a battery check and multi-point inspection for free. Plus, our convenient fall maintenance package is just $39.99 with Valvoline oil change, Gold Series wiper blades, and tire rotation. Come to Sears Auto Center for complete car care. Hassles not included. Sears, where better happens.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.